I want to ask everyone here, have you participated in a running race before?
有誰參加過, 請你舉手。
If you've participated, raise your hand.
是的,那麼呢,講起跑步呢,就一定要講起跑啦。
When we talk about a running race, we talk about the starting line.
起跑有三步曲。
There are three steps that signal the race starting.
知不知道哪三步啊?
Do you guys know which three steps? Or three commands?
On your mark.
On your mark.
Get set. Go.
Go.
就是這樣啦。 不過呢,有一個跑步的高手,
So a successful sprint veteran once talked.
他說其實呢,有一個三步曲呢,是更加重要。
There's actually another three steps that's even more important.
但是呢,是沒什麼人知道的。
But not many people know this.
當你做了的時候呢,你就可以呢,是
When you do this, it can ensure frequent successes at races.
看看跑步那些有沒有這樣的經驗啦。
So we'll see the runners amongst us whether we have this experience.
他說第一步一開始你在 on your mark之前呢, 你就要去閉目思想,調整呼吸。
The first step of this strategy, it takes place before on your marks for the athlete to, close their eyes to focus within.
讓你頭腦清醒,不慌不忙地去提醒自己為何要比賽。
Regulate their breathing, to have clarity of mind and remind yourself of the strategy for the race.
還有可以運用一下策略。
And then, think of the strategy.
而第二步呢,就是在 get set之前呢,就調整你的姿勢。
And the second step is before get set to kind of adjust your posture and your starting position.
為何要調整呢? 是因為很想腳步的角度能夠可以, 當你一起跑的時候呢,就發揮一個最大的爆炸力。
Why do we adjust our posture? It's so that, the angle of how our feet flexes, it can ensure the most effective and explosive takeoff.
第三步呢,就是在起跑之前呢,望住個終點。
The third step is before, you go off on your race to set your gaze at the finish line.
不會周圍望的,只是望住個終點。
You don't look elsewhere, you just look at the finish line.
讓你呢,可以呢,聚焦就向住終點去直衝啊。Allow
you to strive towards the end of the race.
其實呢,我們講緊宣道啊。
Today we're going to talk about evangelism.
就是主耶穌給我們的大使命,我們要去到本地、外地,甚至同文化、跨文化、近文化的地方去傳福音。
It's the great commission that Jesus has given us for us to fulfill locally or overseas, within our own cultures or that similar to our own, or even crossing cultures.
弟兄姊妹啊,你會發現一件事。
Brothers and sisters, have you noticed one thing?
在這個信仰群體的當中呢,好,我們大家都是被上帝去呼召的了。
Have you noticed that in the Christian community, every believer is called upon by the Lord?
但有些信徒呢,他是會很落力,很不斷地去回應上帝給我們的大使命的。
Yet some believers are really dedicated, they constantly respond to this great commission.
有些呢,他就偶然間會回應一下啦。
Some believers are more sporadic in their work of evangelism.
而有些信徒呢,他是對上帝的呼召呢,完全是無動於衷,無反應。
And some respond indifferently or passively.
信徒有這麼大的不同的分別這個反應。
The response of believers to the Great Commission is this varied.
相信很大原因呢,就是因為他不認識這個宣教的三步曲。
One main reason I believe for this, it relates to how different people understand or pay attention to the three vital steps of evangelism.
或者呢,他就不要關注這三步曲。
Or they don't really pay attention to it.
所以呢,今天呢,在這個經文裡面呢,盼望我們都學識這個三步曲。
So my hope is that through today's scripture, we will learn these three steps.
讓到我們呢,可以按著神的心意呢,持續不斷地回應祂的大使命。
So that we can follow God's intentions and respond continually to God's commandment for us.
我們呢,第一步曲呢,就是放下自我。
So let us look at the first step, and it's surrendering ourself.
我們一起讀這個《使徒行傳》1章6節吧。
Let's read this together. Then they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you restoring the kingdom to Israel at this time?
是啦,這裡講他們呢,就是講主耶穌那班門徒。
They here is referring to the apostles who followed Jesus.
就是那個門徒呢,同耶穌,即是復活的主呢,去聚會的時候呢,
So when the apostles met with the resurrected Jesus,
佢哋咧就同耶稣咧表达发表一个佢哋一个共同嘅期望。
So they told Jesus an expectation that they all shared.
第六节所讲啦。
And it's in the question that's in verse 6.
但系呢一个嘅期望呢个问题咧系好错误噶。
But this question was very wrong.
啊，同埋咧叫耶稣咧非常非常非常之失望啊。
And it disappointed Jesus immensely.
啊，佢哋错喺边度咧
？So what was their mistake?
他用了復興以色列國是表示呢他們期望耶穌幫他們復興一個呢是有政治有國土的國度。
Apostles use restore Israel to depict their expectation for Jesus to restore governance and sovereignty to the kingdom of Israel.
意思呢就是說呢他們想耶穌呢幫他們呢脫離羅馬當時羅馬帝國的統治成為一個獨立的以色列國家。
So the meaning for this expectation was for Jesus to lead them out of the rule of the Roman Empire.
而佢哋话就在这时候吗嘅意思就系话咧，话耶稣你已经复活咗，你有复活嘅大能啦。你系咪呢一刻就叫我哋能够可以复兴呢个嘅我哋期望你复兴嘅国度咧
？And the question of are you at this time is showing the expectation that you know Jesus, you resurrected, you have the power of resurrection. Are you going to use this power to immediately rebuild and revive the kingdom?
但其實耶穌一路嘅教導有關神嘅國係點嘅咧
？But the kingdom of God that Jesus has always been preaching, what is it about？
係咧，係一班信服佢主權嘅人咧所組成啦。而呢班人咧，係上帝就喺佢哋嘅心靈裏邊，喺佢生活當中，係俾到佢哋一啲屬靈嘅管治嘅。
The kingdom of God that Jesus teaches is made out of believers who submit and obey to God's sovereignty.You know, with God being at the center of their lives, guiding, you know, their hearts and lives.
而咧，圣经亦都教导咧，即系神嘅国咧，就系佢系永恒嘅，系唔会败坏嘅。
God also teaches that God's kingdom is everlasting; it will never be destroyed.
另外啦，耶稣讲到咧，呢个神嘅国咧系属灵嘅，唔系属世界嘅。
Jesus also teaches that the kingdom does not belong to the world, but it belongs to God.
所以神嘅国咧，根本上就唔系有地域嘅限制。
So God's kingdom is not restricted or confined by space or geography.
而呢班门徒嘅错误系因为咧，佢对神嘅国有误解啊。
The apostles' mistake was in their misunderstanding of Jesus' teaching.
而呢个误解咧，系源于佢哋咧带住自我嘅忠心咧去跟随耶稣。
And this misunderstanding is underpinned by the self-centered way with which they approached how they followed Jesus.
纵然耶稣在传道的三年不断咁样咧，系教导嗰啲门徒关于神国嘅事。
Even though Jesus spent time for 3 years constantly teaching them about God's kingdom，
纵然咧耶稣喺复活之后向门徒显现咗40日。
Even though Jesus showed his resurrection to the apostles and spent 40 days speaking with them，
都系向门徒讲解紧神国嘅事。
He was explaining matters of God's kingdom。
但佢哋个脑咧，嗰啲门徒嘅脑好似塞咗咁啊，谂唔到嘢，了解唔到咧耶稣嘅心意同埋教导。
But their minds and thoughts were stubborn and closed off. They were unable to grasp God's teaching and what He had intended.
佢哋嘅生命咧，完全都冇改变，冇长进过。
They had no change in their lives, no growth.
你话点叫耶稣唔失望咧
？How could it not disappoint Jesus?
弟兄姊妹啊，我哋相信咧，我哋每一个人起初信耶稣都有我哋自我嘅想法嘅。
Brothers and sisters, I believe that every believer at the outset of their spiritual journey all act with some self-centeredness.
可能我哋想心里面得平安啦，我哋想揾到人生嘅意义啦，我哋想咧罪得到即系赦免啦。
Maybe it's that we want, you know, peace in our hearts. We want to discover life's purpose and meaning. Maybe it's that we want our sins to be completely wiped away.
或者你身體有病啦，你想耶穌醫治你，又或者你想各樣嘢都係事事順境咁樣。
Maybe it's that you don't feel well and you want healing, or you want things in your life to go smoothly.
係啦，咁同樣咧，我哋講緊咧係即係當我哋翻咗教會認識上帝嘅時候，知道我哋要回應上帝嘅大使命。
And when we talk about coming to church, we come to learn God's word, and we know that we need to respond to God's great commission.
我哋同樣咧都會有。起初都会有我哋自我中心嘅想法咧，系睇呢一个嘅宣道嘅事情。
At the outset, we also might see evangelism from a self-centered perspective.
譬如年青嘅信徒就会话：我冇乜感动。
Maybe for younger believers, they might say, "I'm not really moved."
我学业工作都好忙碌喎，我又冇心情喎，我又唔系好熟灵喎。
I'm really busy with study or work, you know, I'm not really in the mood for it. I don't feel like I'm spiritually developed enough.
更加我又冇恩赐啦，我又唔识讲福音嘅内容啦。
I don't feel like I have any talents. I don't feel like I can explain the gospel well.
咁回应上帝嘅使命就交俾啲成熟啲嘅弟兄姊妹做啦。
So responding to God's commandment and Great Commission, you know, I can leave it to other brothers and sisters to do.
而成熟或者年长嘅弟兄姊妹，佢又会话：，哎，其实我年纪都大啦。
And maybe our older brothers and sisters, they might say, I'm getting old, I'm too old for this.
我又冇乜口才，我又行都行得慢过人。
I don't really talk well, I don't speak well, and I'm quite immobile.
等后生嗰班做啦。
Yeah, let's leave it to those who are younger.
咁样嘅话，边个去做？边个去回应上帝嘅使命啊？
So with this case, who's going to be left to do respond to God's great commission?
其实我哋有咁嘅谂法，起初系跟随耶稣咁嘅谂法系好正常的。
Actually, all of these thoughts and concerns are quite normal.
因为咧，圣经都话我哋系一个即系初信嘅时候系一个属灵嘅婴孩啊嘛。
Because God says when we first believe, we are like a spiritual infant.
但系当你咧跟随咗耶稣一段时间之后，经历咗上帝俾你嘅恩典同埋嗰个嘅真实嘅时候
，But when we follow Jesus for a period of time and we experience God's truth and grace,
你都体会到咧上帝叫人灵魂得救嗰个心肠嘅时候。
And we witness, you know, God's plan of salvation, and we witness how God is loving and kind.
你应该会被上帝咧去感动同埋激励，以致到你愿意放低自我去回应上帝嘅使命。
We should be touched and impassioned by the God and motivated to surrender ourselves to adopt this great commission into our lives.
有一个年幼嘅，即系有一个弟兄啦，佢年幼嘅时候咧就患咗一个小儿麻痹症。
There's this brother, when he was younger, he was affected by polio.
他信主之后呢，他又定时去医院那里去探访病人。
When he believed in Christ, he regularly paid visits to patients at the hospital.
在一次的聚会里面呢，他分享自己的见证。
On one of the visits, he shared his testimony.
他说他小的时候呢，很多人，包括他的家人，是用残废来形容他。
He said when he was younger, a lot of people, including his relatives, would describe him as disabled.
哇，令到佢个心咧极度自卑啊！
You know, it made him feel really, really ashamed deep down in his heart.
但系因为佢信咗耶稣，所以咧佢自己生命得到好大嘅改变。
But because he believed in Jesus Christ, he found new meaning and new life.
佢咧体验到上帝咧系叫。即系人得救嗰个嘅恩典咧，系会带俾人咧好大嘅喜乐嘅。
He saw that the grace of salvation and salvation itself brought so much joy to people.
于是佢虽然好多嘅唔方便
，So even though he had a lot of challenges，
但佢都系愿意嘅放低佢自己嘅谂法。
But he was willing to surrender his opinion, his perspective, and himself.
去回应耶稣嘅使命，叫到病人咧，即系得着呢个。福音的机会
to respond to God's calling for him to care for those who were ill.
就是因着他的回应，所以很多病人呢都是得着祝福和安慰。
And it's because of his response to God's calling that he was able to provide a lot of comfort to patients.
在人的角度呢，这个弟兄他真的很多合理的原因是不去回应上帝的呼召。
From people's perspective, this brother had many plausible reasons to reject God's calling for him.
但是他愿意去回应，就是因为耶稣基督给他的恩典，而他可以放下自己去回应上帝的大使命。
But he was willing to surrender himself because of God's grace, and this allowed him to follow Jesus, to respond to Jesus' commandment.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你信了耶稣已经三年了，五年了，甚至十年以上了。
Brothers and sisters, so if you believe in Jesus for 3 years, 5 years, or maybe 10+ years,
你仍然用嗰个自我中心咧去跟随耶稣，同埋用呢个自我中心咧系睇上帝俾你嗰个大使命嘅呼召嘅话
，But still finding yourself seeing God's calling and great commission for you from a self-centered way，
好明显你就好似当时嘅门徒一样啦，体贴自己嘅需要多过上帝嘅需要，体贴自己嘅感受多过上帝嘅感受。
Your experience is similar to that of the apostles。Considering your own needs above the needs of God's kingdom and prioritizing how you feel over God.
咁嘅话，你系永远都唔会踏出宣道嘅第一步。
If it's this way, it's going to be very hard for you to ever take the first step of evangelism.
所以宣道的第一步曲，我们就要放低自己。
So the first step of evangelism is to surrender yourself.
不再从人的角度去看宣道，而是从上帝的一个属灵的角度去看上帝这个宣道，并且愿意去回应这个大使命。
No longer see evangelism from a worldly or human perspective, but responding from the spiritual perspective of God's kingdom.
当你愿意放低自我的时候，你就能够进入第二步曲。
When we are willing to surrender ourselves, we are then prepared for the second step.
就是至死忠心了。
Which is being faithful until death.
我们请翻译读一节经文吧。
Yeah.So verse 7 says, He said to them, It is not for you to know times or periods that the Father has set by His own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
是的，因为呢，那班门徒持续都不是明白耶稣他那个的教导啊。
Because the apostles continue to fail to grasp Jesus' teaching.
於是耶穌就用另一個角度去到叫他們明白神的國的意思怎樣是復興。
Jesus decides to explain how God's kingdom is restored from another angle.
他回答的時候有兩方面的。
He goes to answer the apostles' question from two sides.
他說父藉著自己的權柄所定的時間日期不是你們可以知道的。
It is not for you to know times or periods that the Father has set by His own authority.
耶稣的回应呢，是告诉信徒知道啦。
Jesus' response tells the apostles,
纵然他们呢，对上帝呢，是，即是这个计划呢，没什么耐性啊。
That even though they are starting to lose patience at God's plan,
但他们要接受一个现实，就是呢，上帝用他的权柄所定的计划，是他们，不是他们可以知道的。
They need to accept one fact, which is that God uses His authority to set His plans. It is not something that they can know about.
不过他们有一样东西可以知道的，就是当圣灵会降临在他们身上的时候。
But what they can know is that Holy Spirit will descend onto them.
他们就得着圣灵的能力。
And this will equip them with the power and strength of the Spirit.
我们呢，即是耶稣呢，都曾经提过呢，圣灵是会住在我们心里面的。
Jesus talks about that, you know, the Holy Spirit will live within us.
咁呢度咧又会讲下耶稣咧喺我哋嘅外边，即系圣灵喺我哋外边。
So let us talk about, you know, the difference between the Holy Spirit living within and externally.
咁圣灵喺我哋里边同我哋喺我哋嘅外边有啲咩嘅分别咧？
So what is the difference between the Holy Spirit dwelling within us and on the outside?
嗱，圣灵咧喺我哋嘅里边咧，其实就系讲紧咧要我哋个人啊。要去懂得悔改啦，听神的道啦，同埋认识上帝。
Holy Spirit on the inside calls for us ourselves to repent, to listen to God's words, as well as to learn and know more about God.
但系咧，圣灵如果喺我哋外边嘅时候咧，就系叫我哋咧教导别人去悔改，听神嘅话，并且认识主。
Holy Spirit on the outside calls for us to teach others to repent, listen to God's words, and come to know Christ.
所以耶稣的心意呢，就是叫到当门徒领受了圣灵的能力之后，
So Jesus' intentions for giving believers the Holy Spirit is for us.
由那刻开始到主回来的时间，他们要不断努力为到，即是这个福音呢，是去传开
的。It's for us from the time that, you know, we are given the Holy Spirit to the time Jesus returned, for us to be witnesses of Jesus.
这个传开有个策略的。
There is strategy to this.
就是呢，由这个的耶路撒冷犹太全地，即是撒玛利亚直到地极，作耶稣的见证人。
So the strategy for witnessing Jesus spans Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria until the ends of the earth.
那个呢，直到地极呢，其实有个意思的，就是讲紧，在路加来讲呢，可能是讲紧整个罗马帝国。
So there's a meaning to until the ends of the earth. From Luke's perspective, it refers to the whole of the Roman Empire.
但是呢，在即原文里面呢，其实是讲紧最远的地方和末端的意思。
Whereas in the original version, it talks about the furthest place or the end.
咁呢，就即其实有一个普世的意思啦。
Which gives the meaning of universal.
所以呢，在从地域的角度来讲，这个策略是由近到远的。
So from a geographical perspective, this strategy is from areas near to afar.
從文化角度嚟講，呢個策略咧係由同文化、近文化到跨文化去傳福音。
From a cultural perspective, this strategy is being witnesses to people of the same, similar, or different cultures.
點解撒瑪利亞去同撒瑪利亞人傳福音咧係一個近文化嘅一個嘅策略咧
？So why evangelizing to people in Samaria? Why is that of similar culture?
因為撒瑪利亞人咧就係由以色列人同外邦人啊。他们的后裔来的。
So that's because the people of Samaria are descendants of Israelites and Gentiles.
所以他们的生活习惯呢应该都会有保留到以色列人的生活习惯。
So their lifestyle habits is alike, is similar to that of people in Israel.
从历史角度来看呢这个策略呢就是从一些跟你有关系的人。
From a perspective of history, strategy, you know, concerns people who are related to you.
跟着呢跟一些你不喜欢的人。
People who you might dislike.
因為撒瑪利亞咧人咧同猶太人咧長期都係唔妥對方嘅。
So the Jews and Samaritans, they, you know, don't have a lot in common.
到咧去一個較為遠少少嘅跨文化嘅時候嘅啲人咧係唔識嘅人啦。
Yeah, so when they, you know, cross cultures, there's a people that they don't know.
嗱，弟兄姊妹，我哋同文化、近文化同有關係嘅人傳福音。都較為容易啊，係咪先？
So we kind of evangelize to people who are of same culture to us or similar to culture or people we know. This is relatively easier.
但如果要同跨文化你一啲唔中意嘅人，甚至乎你唔識嘅人去傳福音咧，喺客觀同主觀嘅角度都係較為困難啦。
But to preach the gospel to people who are of different cultures to us, to people we may not like, or to people we don't know, whether we kind of look through a subjective or objective lens, this is the harder task.
但耶稣在这里讲什么？就是说，喂，其实宣教一向都不是靠着人的能力的哦。
But here Jesus reminds us that the work of preaching the gospel has never been about relying on the strength of man.
而是靠着上帝圣灵的大能嘛。
But it rather, you know, it's about relying on the strength of God.
只要你呢是本住上帝的救恩而呢你体会到上帝那个叫人灵魂得救的心肠的时候。
If you are able to hold on to Christ's saving grace and understand God's intention for salvation.
而你当住怀着一个殉道者的心智去回应上帝。
And embody an attitude of being faithful until death.
任何传福音或者宣教所面对的困难。那些都不是困難來的。
So whatever challenges you may face on the road of evangelizing.
我們又講講一下為什麼無緣無故變成殉道的呢要。
Why are we talking about sacrifice?
因為呢經文說見證人的原文呢就是講緊殉道者。
Because in the original scriptures, the word witness in verse 8, you know, has the meaning of martyr.
就是你願意為到上帝犧牲你自己的時間、金錢。甚至乎你的生命去回应上帝的使命。
That is, you're willing to sacrifice your time, your energy, your money, for God.
我自小呢就不是很喜欢人呢吸烟的。
From young, I've never really liked people who smoked.
我觉得这个世上一个最大的大话就是说香烟是香的改名。
I found that, you know, one of the biggest lies on earth is that the fumes of smoking is nice or it smells good.
我因为我抵受唔到嗰种嘅烟味。
Because I can't tolerate the smell of smoking.
所以我几岁嘅时候咧，我就有个立志。
So when I was only a few years old, I made a promise.
就系当我第时嘅女朋友咧，一定可以食烟嘅。
Is that my future girlfriend must not smoke?
如果咧结咗同佢结咗婚之后佢食烟咧，我一定同佢离婚嘅。
And after we were married and my wife started smoking, I would divorce her.
但如果信咗主，梗系唔会离婚啦吓。
Of course, if we believe in God, we do not divorce.
所以你可以想象到我几咁厌恶人食烟啊。
So you can tell how much I hated around being secondhand smoke.
咁即系有一次我去街头报道嘅时候。
So one day I went to evangelize on the street.
见到一个染咗金毛同埋食紧烟嘅一个男士。
I met a man whose hair was dyed gold and was smoking.
咁我一定咧就。走开噶啦，系咪
？So I was, you know, wanting to retreat.
但系我嘅 partner 好快就冲咗过去同佢传福音。
But my partner quickly went over to him and preached to him.
哇！我心里边几个唔愿意啊。
My heart was so unwilling.
但我又唔可以撇低我嘅 partner.
But I can't leave my partner behind.
所以咧，我就真係硬著頭皮咧，好唔願意咁樣同佢傳福音。
So I really had to work up the courage, even though I'm willing to share the gospel to him.
但係咁樣奇妙嘅事就發生啦。
But amazing things happened.
嗰個人咧，好留心聽我哋講福音。
This man listened really intently to us sharing the gospel.
佢聽聽下咧，仲整熄埋佢個煙頭。
And as he was listening, he put out his cigarette.
啊，咁我又講得好舒服啦。
It was very easy for me to continue talking.
但係最感恩嘅地方就係佢願意最終低頭去願意祈禱相信耶穌。
The most thankful thing was that he was willing to bow down, pray, and accept Christ.
哇！呢個經歷上帝俾一個好大嘅學習。
This experience was God's great lesson for me.
我明白到咧，保罗点解话务要传道，无论得时不得时。
I understood why Paul said, "Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season."
因为宣道嘅工作一向都唔系靠住人嘅能力。
This is because evangelism has never been about relying on human strength.
只要我哋愿意为上帝牺牲我哋嘅一切嘅时候，上帝就会同我哋合作，叫我哋咧。能够将呢个福音传开，祝福人嘅生命。
If we have an attitude of sacrifice and working with God, God will work with us, and He will do His work in the lives of people.
不过咧，大家咧其实都好少谂到咧系要殉道啊。
But majority of people never really consider sacrifice.
或者你曾经想过
？Or maybe you've thought about it.
不过咧，如果上帝冇安排咧，你都唔可以殉道。
But if God doesn't have it within His plans, you are not able to sacrifice.
咁目前嘅时候，我哋可以点做咧
？So what can we do at this point?
唯有我哋就系而家忠心。
The only thing for us to do is to be faithful.
我哋忠心回应上帝俾我哋嘅大使命。
Faithfully responding to the Great Commission now.
将来咧，我哋或者可能会有去到殉道嘅境界。
And in future, we may be able to step into the realm of sacrifice.
但如果你连即系忠心都唔肯嘅时候
，But if we are not even willing to be faithful now，
就连服侍主嘅资格咧，你都冇。
We are undeserving of serving the Lord。
你唔好讲话为上帝殉道。
Let alone talk about sacrificing for God。
盼望咧，我哋而家就以一个殉道者嘅心智去忠心回应上帝俾我哋嘅大使命。
The hope is that we can adopt an attitude of sacrifice now, show faithfulness。
传福音宣道嘅时候。唔再用自我中心，而係以上帝嘅中心去為主作見證。
So that when we're evangelizing, we're not coming from a self-centered place, but from the place of God's kingdom.
上帝就會使用你，叫到福音傳開。
And God will use you to spread the good news.
呢個就係第二步曲啦。
So this is the second step of evangelism.
而信徒咧，佢願意為上帝去忠心，至死忠心去服侍。
And Christians are able to have this faithfulness to sacrifice themselves.
嗱，因为咧，佢对即系主再来咧有盼望。
It's because we have hope that Jesus will return.
呢个就系第三步曲。
And this is the third step of evangelism.
咁咧，当耶稣头先讲完第八节之后
，So after we spoke about verse 8,
咁咧经文呢度经文就话佢升天咯。
So the scripture says that God, Jesus, was risen back to the skies.
所以第八節嚟講咧，可以話係佢喺在世之後咧，在世嘅時間最後一句嘅説話。
So we can say that verse 8 was Jesus' last words on earth.
所以呢句説話咧，對耶穌嚟講，同埋對我哋嚟講，都係非常非常非常之重要。
So these words to Jesus and to us are very, very, very important.
我哋係要緊記並且要去遵行啦。
We must remember and strictly follow.
啊，當門徒咧睇住望住耶穌升天嘅時候，望住個天。
When the apostles looked towards the sky,
就有两个咧穿着白衣嘅人咧出现咗。
Two people dressed in white clothes appeared.
呢个情景咧，大家有冇记得喺边度出现过
？This scenario, do we remember where it has appeared before?
记唔记得
？Do we remember?
就系咧，当一班妇女咧去到耶稣嘅坟墓里边，唔见咗耶稣嘅身体啦。
Is when a group of women came to the tomb to find Jesus' body, but couldn't find it.
正猜疑唔明白嘅之際，呢兩個白衣嘅人就會出現咗啦。
When they were figuring out what they couldn't understand, these two figures dressed in white clothes appeared.
佢哋問嗰班婦女：為什麼在死人中找活人呢
？They asked the women, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead?"
啊，跟住咧就 讲关于耶稣复活嘅事情俾佢哋知道啦。
And proceeded to tell the story of Jesus's resurrection.
而耶稣升天之后，呢两个人，我哋相信系天使啦，佢又再次出现。
So when Jesus ascended to the heavens, these two were saying their angels appeared again.
再一次印证到呢一班门徒都系唔明白耶稣升天嘅意思噶啦。
It affirms that the apostles still didn't fully understand what was happening.
所以呢个两个天使咧就出嚟就去教导佢哋耶稣升天嘅事情。
So the angels stepped in and reminded them of what has happened.
佢提醒信徒，佢话耶稣点样升天都会点样咧，就再翻翻嚟嘅。
They reminded the apostles of, you know, this is the way that Jesus ascended. This will be the way that he comes again.
呢个就系我哋讲紧主耶稣再翻嚟嗰个真理啦。
This is the truth of Jesus' second coming.
亦都带俾咧一班信徒咧有再一次见到耶稣嗰个复活嗰个盼望。
This is the hope that Christians can have and look forward to, which
这个盼望呢其实 一直呢是叫到信徒呢能够产生一个动力的一个很有效的方法。
This hope is what can give Christians the motivation and purpose.
中国呢有被誉为呢世界工厂的美誉。
So China has a reputation of being the world's factory.
单单在2013年呢他们的总生产额呢就是22,090亿美元。
So in 2013 alone, China's exports totaled $220.9 billion.
你知唔知点解咁多投资者中意喺中国嗰度咧设厂啊
？Do you know why so many investors create factories in China？
点解啊
？Why？
因为平咯，系嘛
？Because it's cheap labor.
成本平啊。
Yeah, it's cheap to.
但其實如果在非洲設廠可能更便宜的成本。
But if they create, you know, factories in Africa, it might be even cheaper.
點解要揀中國
？But why China？
因為中國人咧有盼望。
Because Chinese people have hope.
因為我睇大家都係年輕啊，可能體驗唔到啊。
I can see that everyone is on the younger side here, so we may not have the experience.
我哋上一兩代嘅父母咧，佢哋咧其實出身於好貧窮嘅環境嘅。
The older couple of generations, they were raised up in very poor circumstances, poor livelihoods.
但係因為佢哋有一個盼望，希望咧下一代嘅家人咧能夠可以有一個好嘅生活，能夠可以讀到書。
But they had this hope to provide a better life for their the next generation, so that they can have education and live a better life.
所以佢哋咧有呢個動力，就好努力咁樣去工作同埋賺錢啦。
So they had this hope and the desire and drive to work really hard to earn money.
有一个咧，即系长者啊，佢爸爸好有钱嘅，系咧好多即系乡下系个地主嚟嘅。
So there's this elderly person whose father was really wealthy. He owned a lot of land.
但喺文革嘅时候咧，被批斗啦。
But they lost all of this after being evicted during the Cultural Revolution.
一无所有啦。
So they lost everything.
佢咧带住佢太太同四个仔女咧，去到香港度逃难。
So he had to bring his wife and four children to Hong Kong.
咁啊，都係有呢個盼望，想啲仔女咧有好嘅環境，同埋有好嘅即係有機會讀書。
So he had a hope to give a better environment for their children to be raised in and for them to study.
所以佢一日做四份工。
So in one day he worked four jobs.
佢做過一日做咩咧？做花王啦，做運輸啦，做倒垃圾啦，做保安員啦。
So he was in gardening, logistics. He was a janitor and a security guard.
佢每日都食唔飽。
Every meal he had, he could not eat till he was full.
亦都瞓覺瞓得個幾個鐘。
And he slept minimal hours at night.
但係因為佢即係有呢一個叫做下一代生活得更好嘅盼望。
But because he had the hope of giving a better life to his next generation.
所以咧，佢就好努力，有呢個動力咧，係去努力工作啦。
This gave him the hope and the drive to work tirelessly.
各國嘅投資者咧，就睇到我哋中國人呢個特性，所以咧就會。願意喺中國嗰度投資開廠。
So many investors saw this characteristic of hope and drive in Chinese people, and that's why they decided to set up factories and production in China.
不過中國人我哋呢個盼望咧係今生嘅。
So this hope that Chinese people have remains to this earthly life.
都已經咧可以叫我哋產生一個好大嘅動力咧去勤力工作。
but still is already able to create such a driving force and motivation.
何況我哋呢一班嘅基督徒？
Let alone for us Christians.
我哋能夠再一次見到嗰個滿有慈愛大能復活嘅主。
For us to witness our loving and almighty resurrected Lord.
岂唔係叫我哋有更大嘅動力去遵行上帝嘅吩咐咩？
Wouldn't we have even more motivation and drive to follow what He has commanded?
就是这个主再来的信息叫到这班不太明白上帝计划的门徒去遵行上帝的吩咐。
So similarly, the message of Jesus' return calls for those apostles who still did not understand God's plan to be motivated.
就是留在耶路撒冷等候圣灵的降临。
He commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for Father's response.
当五旬节圣灵降临他们得着那个大能的时候他们就明白上帝的计划了。
So when they receive the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, they will understand God's plan for salvation.
亦都靠住圣灵嘅能力，佢哋咧以即系好就可以将呢个基督嘅信仰咧广传开去。
And they can rely on the power of the Spirit to spread the good news to all parts of the world.
弟兄姊妹，我哋比呢一班门徒更幸福啊
！Brothers and sisters, we are even more blessed than these disciples, apostles.
因为而家我哋有圣经喺手。
Because we have the Bible.
亦都有好多嘅解经家，好多嘅牧者去讲解关于主再来对我哋有啲咩嘅盼望。
We have a lot of commentators, we have a lot of pastors who explain the hope that we can have at Jesus' second coming.
主再来嘅时候，我哋有咩盼望啊
？When Jesus returns again, what hope can we have?
我哋就可以同上帝永远喺埋一齐啊
！It's the hope of being with Christ forever.
我们就可以脱离这个世界一切的困苦。
We can be separated from the suffering of the world.
并且我们可以得着基督所赐的冠冕。
We can have the hope of receiving crowns from Jesus.
这三个的盼望 你最想要哪个
?Of these three hopes, which one do you most want?
第一个请你举手。
If it's the first one, put your hands up.
有啊。
There's a couple.
第二个。
The second one?
都有喎、
啊。A few.
第三个。
And the third one.
第三个真系有啲拗头啊，有啲人即刻。
Some are scratching the head.
唔使担心。
Don't worry.
如果你真心信耶稣，亦都持守你嘅信仰嘅时候。
If you truly believe in God and you're able to follow His word.
当耶稣再翻嚟嘅时候，第一、第二个盼望你就得到噶啦。
When Jesus comes again, the first and second hope you will receive.
不过第三个盼望呢就是要你付上代价愿意回应上帝的大使命才得到的。
But the third hope, is given to you if you pay the price and respond to God's teaching and calling.
圣经呢提到这个冠冕呢其实不单只是公义的冠冕。
So aside from the crown of, righteousness? Or, yeah.
Righteousness.
Yeah. There are other crowns.
仲有其他嘅冠冕嘅。
There are other different crowns.
大家有冇印象係有邊幾個冠冕啊
？Do we have any idea of what crowns they might be?
開股啦。
Okay, I'll tell you.
就係一個生命嘅冠冕、喜樂嘅冠冕、公義嘅冠冕、不能朽壞嘅冠冕同埋榮耀嘅冠冕。
It's crown of life, crown of joy, crown of righteousness, crown that will never fade away, and crown of glory.
嗱，生命嘅冠冕咧，係賞賜俾嗰啲咧。在艰难里面仍然愿意放下自我至死忠心的信徒。
So crown of life is a reward to those who surrender themselves in trials to the believers who are faithful until death.
喜乐的冠冕呢就是赏赐给那些使人灵魂得救的信徒。
Crown of joy is a reward to those who bring others to salvation.
公义的冠冕呢就是赏赐给那些呢是可以传扬公义的福音和活出公义的见证的信徒。
So crown of righteousness is a reward to those who spread the gospel of righteousness, who live out a testimony of righteousness in their lives.
不能朽坏冠冕呢就是赏赐给那些竭力传福音的信徒。
Crown that will never fade away is a reward to those who are dedicating their service of evangelism.
荣耀的冠冕呢就是赏赐给那些忠心顺命神所呼召的牧者。
And crown of glory is a reward to pastors called by the Lord who are faithful, loyal, and obedient.
这五个的冠冕有四个牵涉回应上帝大使命的。
Of these five crowns, there are four that relate to responding to the Great Commission.
如果你想得到上帝的冠冕，你就是要回应上帝的大使命。
If you want to receive the crowns from Jesus, then you need to respond to the Great Commission.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们给当时的门徒呢 应该是更加了解主再来的盼望的。
So brothers and sisters, we compared to the apostles should have a greater understanding about the hope.
所以我们应该更有动力在耶稣再回来之前就作好准备。
So we should have even more motivation so that before Jesus' second coming, we will prepare well to respond to this great commission.
可以好好地去回应主给我们的大使命，竭力地参与宣道的服事。
To respond well to the great commission, to be dedicated in our service.
以致当主耶稣再回来的时候，我们都得着这些永恒的冠冕。
So that when Jesus comes again, we will receive God's reward of his everlasting crown.
所以弟兄姊妹，传福音和宣教是主耶稣升天之前给我们的吩咐。
Brothers and sisters, spreading the gospel and evangelism is Jesus' last commandment to us before he ascended to heaven.
这个是必然很重要的。
This is very important.
盼望今天我们 一同起步。
My hope is that we can take the first step together today.
用这三个宣教的三部曲去回应上帝的使命。
And use these three steps of evangelism to respond to God's great commission for us.
以致我们能够我们的生命持续的是回应上帝这个使命。
So that our lives is the continual response to God's calling and commission to us.
直到主回来的日子。
Until the very day he returns.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们去感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
你让我们切实知道你的心意。
We thank you for truly letting us know what you intend for us to understand.
就要回应主你自己的大使命。
For us to respond to the great commission you've given us.
因为你不愿有一人沉沦。
Because you wish for no one to perish, but for all to repent.
乃愿人人都悔改。
For all to repent.
但愿主开我们的眼睛。
God, I pray that you will open our eyes.
让我们看到人灵魂的需要。
Let us see the spiritual needs of people in our community.
实在我们在传福音和宣教的方面，又可以有不同的方法去参与。
To allow us to, you know, join in different types of evangelism. In work of evangelism.
就求主你去亲自感动我哋。
Pray that God you will personally move us.
赐智慧俾我哋。
Give us wisdom.
让我哋知道用咩方法去回应主。
Help us know what pleases you.
求主引导，奉主名求。
Please guide us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.